like to point out that I grew up in quite a strict Scottish clan system where this sort of thing is very common, in the sense that they didn't really arrange any marriages with us, but we would meet people who had the same customs, the same clan-based rituals. You know, for example, we would celebrate Hogmanay and not Christmas. And a lot of the rituals and historical notions of the clans were adhered to in these relationships. So you would meet your brother's friend, or you'd go to a Scottish school. And when I look back on all of that, it wasn't really an arranged marriage, but they were people that knew your family. We knew their families, and the adjustments were not very great. And, you know, they tended to be very successful marriages and long-term partnerships. When the cousins rushed off to America or went to other parts of the world and married some international but rather exotic gentleman, it tended not to last very long.
So did you ever think to yourself, I wish that was me?
We were so excited. We had a cousin who married this beautiful Brazilian girl, and everybody went to Brazil, and she came to Scotland, and she sort of, after a couple of years, went back to Brazil. She loved the Scottish sort of rituals and clans, but she preferred her Brazilian lifestyle. So all I'm saying is, not the Asians and the Muslim families aren't the only people that really have arranged marriages. In the Scottish clans, it's quite common for cousins or second cousins or third cousins to marry, or people that your brother knows very well, or people in the clans. Because in Scotland, there are a lot of clans who don't get on very well together. We were told, stay away from this clan or stay away from that clan. It was a bit of a joke. But what all I'm trying to say is that this clan system is quite similar to other cultures in the world that have these arranged marriages.